Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your Carolina Panthers.
Hey, yeah, relax. Yeah, take a deep breath. Oh yeah, I'm hot. If you really upset, bomb on me so I can go inside. Okay. You got me?
Yeah.
Like, loosen a tooth.
Yeah.
Okay?
No.
I won't press no charges. You can even play the whole season. No game suspension, none of that. All right?
Yeah.
I may even give you some money. All right? I don't want to make you laugh. Okay?
Cat scratch fever.
Another year, baby.
Cat scratch fever.
I can't quit now. I keep my focus, man. I keep my focus. We're gonna find out how far we can push ourselves.
Good evening, Panther fans. Welcome to another episode of Cat Scratch Radio. I'm Jackson, your host yet again, here to talk Carolina Panther football. And, you know, it just seems to get uglier. I got all kinds of emotions wrapped up, leading the forefront. Certainly while watching that first half was probably the most pissed off I've been at this team in a long time. They just played like total shit. And they're just saying no way other to describe it. Getting blanked in the first half against a team that, you know, like the Bucks, who might win, you know, two or three more games this season. And I know a lot of you are feeling the same way. I think I see some people out on the line here. And I'll certainly get around to everyone, let you do your rant. Let's see. I've had a peek inside the game book and didn't really see a lot of surprises there. We got the Saints game coming up because no matter how crap in the toilet this season seems at the moment, we've got another game coming up. So, you know, I'll just go ahead and throw in my... That's our season right there. Whirly. I don't know. I mean, certainly they can come back from, one and four. Believe in the NFL history, 8 teams have come back from 1-4 and made the playoffs. Only one team has ever come off a Super Bowl loss and started the season 1-4 and made the playoffs. It was like the Steelers in 75 or something like that. And actually the last team to start the season 1-4 after losing the Super Bowl was the 2004 Panthers. So this is not unfamiliar territory for us, actually. I just wonder, does that mean it's going to be another 12 effing years before we get back to the Super Bowl? I really thought we had a dynasty started here with 3 straight division titles and then a Super Bowl, and I don't know, man. It's Falcons beating the Broncos. They're, 4-1? We're last in the division. We suck so bad. That's the way it is. So you are what your record says. And, you know, they have ample opportunity to win that game. And I admit, I'm one of those people, I want to say, after the Minnesota game was saying, give D.A. a shot. Let him play. And, you know, honestly, he didn't have a bad game outside of 3 plays. But they were big impact plays, as Ron Rivera is prone to saying. And, you know, that really was the difference in the ballgame. When you look at the stats, the Panthers outgained them by 100 yards on 16 fewer plays. They rushed for five point four yards per rush, except on third down when they needed a yard or two, they couldn't do it. They threw the ball for 7.8 yards per offensive pass play. You know, to the Bucs, 4.6. The Bucs rushed for 3.1 yards. You know, even though it sure seemed like they ground us up like meat in that first quarter. So, you boil this one down, and it really comes down to 4 turnovers to 0 turnovers. And I guess, you know, I think there isn't one player that gets me more riled as that damn dumbass Teddy Williams. What the hell? How many boneheaded effing plays is this guy going to make before they get rid of him? So we cut B'nai Ben-Wickery to start Teddy, to give those snaps to Teddy Williams? What the hell? Somebody needs to be in their fucking head examined. I don't get it. I need an explanation from the Panthers on what the hell happened with Ben-Wickery. Because, okay, maybe he wasn't quite healed up. Maybe he was a little slower, but he at least had some damn ball skills. He didn't make some damn stupid-ass plays like Teddy Williams. That guy is a fucking 15-yard penalty waiting to happen every time he gets on the field. So there's my fucking rant. And, you know, there's a lot of other shit I could, you know, but I'm going to go ahead and give myself kudos for... Or, you know, I guess one person that stands out is Greg Olsen. What a damn game he had, man. He looked like Thor, if he ever has, right there. And, you know, 9 receptions, 181 yards, 20-yard average per catch. Didn't find the end zone, but, you know, he played well. And he looked on fire. I mean, he was playing angry, it seemed like. And it's a shame we had to waste those such a great performance. You know, Derek Anderson, 18 for 28, 278 yards. That's a pretty damn good day. Until you throw in 2 fucking interceptions and ends up 67.3 quarterback rating. So he got outplayed by Crab Leg Winston. So what the hell? All right. We've got a few callers out here. Actually, not too many. I thought it would be slammed up here, and I don't have my damn list in front of me again, I just realized. Who's this? 336-775?
Hey, Jackson. That's Catastrophe. How you doing, man?
What's up, Cat? All right, man. So, how you feeling at the moment?
Bad. It's probably like you. You could go on forever, couldn't you?
I really could. I could spend the full 90 minutes just jumping from topic to topic. And you know, another thing that pissed me off is I was just reading. I usually start preparing for this thing, or at least lining up some pages, things I want to talk to about an hour in advance of the show. And so I'm reading this, What We Learned, Panthers versus Bucks, posted about 7 years ago, 7 hours ago. Yeah, 7 years ago, too. I mean, shit, this is 2004 all over again. Maybe I need to go back and look and see how bad did we end up in 2004. Let's see. But, you know, what we learned. Panthers are pressing. Yeah, no shit. They're trying too hard.
It's comical. It's comical at this point, Jackson. I mean, it really is.
It's not just, you know, again, we had another 7 penalties for 60 yards, I think. You know, again, not as bad as it's been. We've been averaging about 10 or 11 penalties a game. But still, the Coney Ely might have been the one that cost us the game. The extra 15 yards to get the freaking kicker who didn't want to make a kick a chip shot. Tampa tried their best to lose that damn game. They really didn't deserve to win it other than they made plays when we fucked up.
Yeah. Agree.
You know, that damn pass DA threw in the end zone that got picked off. It's like, damn, dude, take a half a second to think about what you're about to do. You know, on both of those interceptions, he was like, tried to execute it so fast that he just gave up all accuracy.
Yeah, I mean, he always starts off pretty hot. And I don't know if you noticed that, you know, in 2014, both of his games against the Bucs, he started off really, really good, real sharp. And then the longer he went into the game, it wasn't like the Bucs figured him out. It's just he started rushing stuff.
Yeah.
He always has that tendency. I mean, that's what he does.
That's a good point. He's just very inconsistent throughout a game, you know. And then he'll make a beautiful pass 30 yards down the field. You know, he can actually throw the ball pretty well downfield. I mean, he's not a deep ball guy like Cam is, but, you know, he can still hit those 20, 30-yarders, you know, and throw them on a rope. But, you know, they just may not be on target. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I really hope, Jackson, man? I really hope that they remember that this is Super Bowl 51 in Houston where we lost it the first time. I just don't want to forget it, man.
I'm not feeling a Super Bowl repeat this year. I just don't think we got the horses to do it, you know, especially with injuries. I mean, if we get everybody back and don't lose anyone else, we could probably win 8 or 9 games. I'm just not feeling that with Atlanta playing as well as they are, even though they are known for collapsing. I'm not seeing them, you know, this doesn't seem like that kind of team this year. And I hate to say it because I really thought Matt Ryan was on his way out of the damn league, and now he's really kicking ass. He's the number one fantasy guy, number one quarterback in the league right now. So will it hold up?
Yeah.
Hell, I don't know. I think a lot of it has to do with your pass protection. And nobody's got anyone to blame but themselves as far as Dave Gettleman and his crew, and maybe even Ron Rivera. Of course, you know, I can't blame Rivera for the roster because, I mean, I know Gettleman probably consults him and all that, but you know he's had to want more depth on the offensive line.
Yeah.
So,
I believe Gettleman when he says that, you know, he has everybody come up with ideas as far as players and stuff like that. I really do believe that he has the insight of all the coaches, special teams, everything. And then at the end, he obviously makes the choice, but, I mean, he at least gives everybody he gives them a chance to have an opinion.
Yep.
And then, obviously, he has the final say, so. But I'll tell you something that really has hurt us compared to last year is the injuries. I think it's pretty obvious, but the injuries have really bit us very, very early. Having Stewart healthy last year, For as many games as he was healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, that could be an anomaly. I don't know.
But season. You know, we actually had Michael Orr 2 straight seasons, and he never missed a game. And we knew the whole time that there was nothing behind him. We knew it. We're lucky that David Foucault hasn't been out there playing. So, you know, now, as it turns out, the offensive line didn't really have a bad game against the Bucs. I'll be interested. Actually, I could probably, this probably posted already now as the PFF grades on this.
Do you have to have a subscription for that to get the grades?
No. No, they don't even have their premium stat thing working. Well, I take that back. They probably do now. They have this real in-depth thing. They used to give it to SBN. They don't anymore. And they want $250 a month for their premium stats that they supposedly sell to 22 NFL teams. Now, sure, if I'm an NFL team, fuck, I'll take it for $250. But I ain't pulling that much into this. Let's see. Team of the week, Ricky. Shit, I can't see it right off the bat here. They usually show. Of course, they got best player at every position. Of course, Olsen's just dominated it. He was
He had an exceptional game. Didn't he set some records or something for us?
Yeah. It's like just the third player to get 180 yards receiving in a game. He's the first tight end.
Yeah.
What's wrong with the Carolina Panthers? Well, shit, how'd I miss this one already? Here's a whole article talking about what the hell's wrong with us. Shit, I'll have to read that and just get more pissed off. I'm getting myself worked up here now the more I talk about it, but it you know, last night it just I didn't have any words last night, man. I was pissed off at the halftime. I mean, that was just some sorry-ass football we saw in the first half.
Yeah.
And they seemed to turn around. They made some nice adjustments. Played better, but, you know, then Derek Anderson, you know, it's like we find a new way to lose every week. So if it's not turnovers killing us, it's penalties. If it's not penalties, it's big plays. You know, and then, all right, another thing. What the fuck was Rivera doing there at the very end of the game calling timeouts? Come on, man, you got to – how could you not look at the way that game was going and not say, hey, I'm going to let this clock – try to run this clock out and go for overtime?
That made zero sense to me.
Yeah, I mean – and the play calling there, you know, on that last three and out, it was like, are we really just going to, again, do a little stick play to – Olsen or Benjamin again? I mean, they were all over that play. We come back around. Oh, let's see. I got another guy here. Let's see. Area code 336-269.
Hey, Jagan. It's Josh.
Who's this? Hey, Josh. So what's going on, Josh? Give me your best rant.
Somebody needs to be fired.
I'm not sure who you'd fire. If you want to fire the special teams guy because our special teams have just never done shit.
I think Sheila's got to go, man.
He certainly does some head scratchers, and then I see, you know, what the Atlanta's doing with a guy like Kyle Shanahan, who's, you know, got a more open offense. You know, we could have had Chudzinski back. Rivera's loyal to a damn fault,
yeah.
And I just don't see it. You're not going to get a changing in the staff, and, you know, unless he starts to feel some pressure. So, I mean, we've lost seven in a row two seasons ago, and he didn't feel enough pressure to fire anybody.
Well, it's just, you know, I mean, it's just a dumbass play calling last night. I mean, you're at first and goal from the fucking one, and you're going to throw the ball? Really?
Yeah.
And then you get the ball, and you're going to do three straight run plays, and you'll get the ball right back to them. I mean, it's just
With little time on the clock, and you start running the ball, you know, deep in your own territory. It's like, dude, really? There's 3 minutes on the clock?
What the
fuck? I got to look and see what time that shit was when we got on our last damn possession.
What the fuck was the ref looking at? Because that shit was sure inbounds. He was nowhere near out of bounds.
On.
Yeah, that was.
That last
that was
oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
yeah,
where he stopped the clock and he was a foot shy of going out of. I mean, his knee was way down. I know what you're talking about now, and they didn't run the clock, and that would have ran at least 10 seconds off, 15.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like the perfect storm of shit to give them an easy chip shot field goal. You know, between that and the 15-yarder in our soft fucking zone.
And then another thing that we're talking about rants is, I tell you what, for being a contract year, Quan Short sure hasn't done shit. I mean, Gettleman is kind of looking like a genius right now.
3:33 left in the game.
Yeah.
Artis Payne, right guard for 5 yards. Artis Payne, left guard for 3 yards. Artis Payne, left tackle for -1. And boom.
Three fucking run plays.
There's 2:23 on the clock, and you're going to punt it. And then use your timeouts to think that you're going to get the ball back, and this shit show of an offense is going to suddenly score a touchdown or something.
And you know what another thing to slap in the face is Gruden was even talking about it. There's only one receiver on the field for that third and seven, and it's fucking Mike Evans, and they still can't stop him. And it's...
I know exactly what play you're talking about. One guy on the damn Gruden was calling it out. He's like, "Oh, look at that!
Yeah.
They had one receiver out there, and guess what? They threw it to him and completed it."
God damn.
Like,
one receiver out there, and you're going to catch the ball.
We called. They got the ball back with 1:49 on their own 14 freaking yard line.
Mm-hmm.
1:49. First play, we call a timeout. Let him only burn 3 seconds. Never mind that, you know, again, it was a no-gain play, but it's still, it's like, dude, there's 1:49. Do you really think that we're going to suddenly, you know, at least maybe you try it for the first two down, and if they get one first down, then you're like, all right, let's try to run it out.
Right.
You know, then now let's try to save it You might burn one timeout. But they burned with at 1:15. They burned another timeout. That one was just stupidity. I just don't get it. Go for overtime, you dumbass. It worked for the Denver game, but that was a different game, and you had a different quarterback in the game.
Mm-hmm. You know, I get so fucking frustrated with Gano now too, because he's like, you know, fucking missing field goals. I'm like, here we go. You know, God, it's so frustrating.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Get my fucking GOAT award, too. I totally forgot he did miss that one it was in the first half, right?
Yeah. Right at halftime.
Yep, missed field goal, yep. It's 33, so it would have been... 50-yarder. I mean, that's well within his range. So, yeah, that's you could practically say his missed kicks have cost us 2 games. I mean, there's no doubt this team should be 3-2 right now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you
should have beaten the Broncos. All you know, they had the kick to win it, and they blew it. And it's almost like that kick, that missed field goal, you know, might have started this whole avalanche of bad feelings.
Right. You know, and you look at who we've lost to. I mean, you know, Denver's got a good team. Minnesota, no one thought that they'd be doing that. And then Atlanta is definitely on the rise. I mean, I'm not mad about those three losses, but you lose to the sorry ass Bucks. I mean,
at home on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's like we like to just sandpaper our own ass in front of a national television, you know, and go, yeah, we're just stupid Panther fans. They love embarrassing us. You know, but yeah, we'll be back watching them again next week. Oh. Yep, the Carolina Panthers ended up 7-9 in 2004. 7-9.
We're on our way.
Yeah.
I think they had a lot of injuries that year too, Jackson.
Yeah, they did. I believe that was the year, wasn't that when Steve Smith broke his leg in the first damn game?
Yeah, sure
that
was. Yeah, we had a lot.
You know,
yeah.
you mentioned it a while ago, Jackson, though. You were talking about, you know, Gettleman, he needs to have some major blame in this because he built this, you know he built some of these contracts and, you know, let Norman go, and, you know, and no offensive line. You know, no defensive end. I mean, you know, this. You know, he's kind of made this, and you know,
we got all this right now. You know, all I know is we better be fucking active in free agency this damn time.
Yeah.
I'm surprised we haven't brought some people in. Which brings me to the next topic. But let me go ahead and cover this. So. In 2004, after coming off a Super Bowl loss, we lost our first game to Green Bay. We then beat the Chiefs. And we had a bye week, which, damn, that's an early bye week for week three. We then lost to Atlanta, and we lost to Denver. And we actually end up losing. I hope we don't repeat 2004, because we not only were 1-4. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, we lost to Philadelphia to go to 1-4. Actually, got crushed by Philadelphia. Then we went 1-5. We lost to the Chargers, and 1-6. We lost to Seattle. Oh, 1-7. Holy shit. Lost to Oakland. So then we turned it around, though, and went on a little winning streak to salvage our season. I shouldn't call going 7-9 salvaging the season, but at least it didn't look so damn bad. But anyway, so back to this article, you know, what did we learn? Okay, we're pressing us. The new look secondary shows promise. Well, I'll tell you, I do admit that Michael Griffin looked like the best tackler in the damn secondary suddenly. You know, he didn't play bad. I don't know. What do you guys think of the secondary? Worley got cooked on that wide receiver, you know, that touchdown to Mike Evans.
Yeah, I think it's Mike Evans. You know,
he's
a receiver on the come up. I mean, and Worley's, you know, a rookie, obviously. But, you know.
I figured Evans would get
away from
one. And he only got one, so.
The Panthers made their bed now. I mean, they got to stick with what they got now. I mean, there's no turning back.
Actually, if we can get our injured players back, you know, between Worley, McClain, Bradbury, get him back so that, you know, Teddy Williams could stay on the damn bench. You know.
I tell you what, though, I've noticed Keekly, he looks like he's frustrated as shit out there.
Keekly? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He.
And Thomas Davis didn't get the snaps he usually gets. He was a little banged up. I thought he might not play. At least I don't think he did.
Bravo to him, though, because I did read the article where he was saying that he wasn't going to play because he didn't want to be selfish and, you know, not being 100% from the first team. That's bravo to him. I mean, he's a class act.
Yeah,
good dude.
He was still in half the snaps. He still got 36 snaps out of 73. So, you know, but he got more than Trey Boston, who's slowly, you know, getting in further into the doghouse. Teddy Williams.
Somebody needs to chain him up in that doghouse. I'm telling you that.
You know, once again, very little pass rush. How many sacks did we get? Just a couple, I believe.
I thought Johnson played pretty good. I don't know how many pressures he got, but I thought he played pretty decent.
Yep, yep, two sacks. Kyle Love and McLean shared one. Oh, yeah, we had to dial up the blitz to get pressure. I mean, that's just going to have to be us. And Trey Boston had the other one. So, yeah, it's all blitz from the secondary getting the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you that Charles Johnson did play pretty good, better than he has. We're just not as strong up front as we really thought we were going to be.
It's crazy how the tone, you know, by week five this year and last year, how it's changed so much. Because when you win, obviously when you're 5-0, and I believe the Falcons were 5-0 too at that time.
Yeah, they hung. Yeah, they hung with it.
Yeah. We were on top of the world, and now it's like we don't have any kind of swagger. Now, I understand losing Josh Norman. He did bring something to the defense.
He had a certain demeanor.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You just mentioned about swagger. I think that's what this – I mean, they act like they're just running through the motions out there. Like, they just act like they're not – you know, they're like, they don't even care. It's like,
I agree, Josh.
Get your head
I definitely
out of your
do,
head.
Man.
You know, it's like,
yeah,
get your head out of your
I
head.
I think it's just the youth back there. These guys aren't reacting as quick as they need to, even though they're athletic as hell. You know, we started Michael Griffin, and he didn't play badly. And so, I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing us dishing maybe Teddy Williams and getting another veteran back there. I don't know.
But, I mean, you know, you mentioned earlier about Olsen. He was fired up last night. I mean, hell, he was having
a career
night.
He was inspired,
you know?
Man. He played inspired ball. You could just see it the way he was. As soon as he got that ball, he was turning. And, you know, we've always ragged him a little bit about being easy to tackle.
Yeah.
And he was trying to run over guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's how you get people, you know, being a leader, that's how you get people to feed off that energy, you know. It was definitely, he was doing it right. I mean,
yeah. I mean, who would have thought that getting Kelvin Benjamin back and Olsen would suddenly be the best tight end in the league? And it's not even close, fellas.
Yeah,
like,
it's not.
At least fantasy-wise, he's leading the other tight ends by like 30 points.
Mm-hmm.
I get Gronk's out of the picture, and, you know, they're just, you know, Brady just getting back. But, hey, you know, that it is what it is. He's still lighting it up. I mean, 180 yards for a tight end. He was running free, too. 20 yards a catch. you know, how the hell we lost that game. You know, well, it's just very easy to see how you – two stats tell the story. 4 turnovers to none, and 3rd down, we were 1-for-8, and they were 6-for-15. And that pretty much was it. I mean, you know,
so
the stats that tell us we should have won – their red zone efficiency was 0-for-4. 0-for-4. And we were 2-for-3. I mean, how the fuck you lose a game like this when you crush them? You know, in every way except on the damn scoreboard. Go ahead.
What was the stats on our running plays, the pass plays? Can you look at that?
Yeah, you may have covered that, but you know, it's we put up 7.8 yards per pass play to their 4.6. 7.8,
okay.
That's pretty good for us. That's about what we were hitting last year. And our rushing plays, 5.4 to 3.1. I could have swore they outgained us on the ground. But
right.
No, we outrushed them 136 to 113. We outpassed them. I mean, we outgained them total yards right at 100 yards more on 16 fewer plays. How do you put up 400? Well, I know how you put up 400 yards offense and only 14 points is you turn the fucking ball over.
Four times.
You know, 1 for 8 on third down, you turn the ball over. So,
that converted,
you know, if you're
a lot
not
of,
getting big gainers on first and second down, you're punting.
Yeah. Didn't the Bucks convert a lot of 3-and-1s? Or, you know, 3-and-shorts, rather?
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing we can't have, man. We didn't do that last year. We kept everything right in front of us. And
well, that's the thing about our defense. They're not getting the takeaways like they were last year either.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
We've gone in the opposite direction in that regard with the takeaways. You know, last year our offense turned the ball over 19 times in 16 games. We've already turned it over 14 times in 5 games. So,
yeah.
You know, there's no doubt why this team is 1-4. So, I don't know, we can rant a little bit more before we turn to the Saints game. Hopefully, Jesus, Michael Orr has got to be out of them. Concussion protocol by now. I think
he is, Jackson. I think he is. I think I heard that this afternoon. Yeah.
I drive for UPS, and I got another friend of mine. He says he's a big Panther fan, and he said, "Damn it, Josh." He said, "I already booked the damn hotel and everything for the Saints game." He's going down to New Orleans for the Saints game.
Oh, I mean, hell, if I had already booked it, I'd go. You know, why the hell not? Just grab another bottle of booze, man, and get schnockered before the game so you don't care.
And just go numb.
Yeah,
I mean,
you know, just get drunk, have fun.
Well, winning does change everything. So get a few wins under our belt. Win some important games. As much as I dislike Seattle at this point, I still want them to beat Atlanta.
They could beat Atlanta.
Oh, they very much could. Yeah, absolutely.
But we, you know, besides our secondary, you guys both know the talent is there on the team. It's just like they just can't.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like self-inflicted penalties. It's self-inflicted mistakes. It's like, you know, if you just get your head out of your ass and play smart football like you were doing last year, then it would be a different story.
Yeah, I think Rivera sees it, and I don't have any beef with some of the stuff he was saying here in this piece. He said we're tending toward trying to make things happen instead of just being disciplined and staying in our creases. We had a couple guys vacate their gaps, and the running back cut back into the hole. You know, it's about being disciplined, learning how you fit. So. You know, to me, that sounds like he's either dogging the defensive line or the linebackers, which is kind of unusual.
He
said this is a different group. Nothing like last year in terms of personnel, people, and attitude and the way we do things. Really? I mean, how did he say this is a different group? I mean, we've brought back, 90% of the personnel?
Yeah.
You know, the only significant loss was Josh Norman. you know, Jared Allen was a late season addition. He didn't really add that much. He retired. Charles Tillman, you know, went out, what, after 10 or 12 games, broke his leg.
Wickery
got hurt, but I guess Ben Wickery isn't as good as I thought he was. I mean, I know Julio Jones torched him, but I wasn't holding that against him because, damn. But,
all right,
what,
I'm
one bad
here,
game
Jackson.
And you...
I was going to say, I'm going to throw this out here. I didn't mean to cut you off. I just wanted to say,
right.
If you've eaten anything that you could possibly throw up, you might want to turn your earphones off. Having Roman Harper last year, I'm sorry. Having Roman Harper last year, he was not very athletic, but he knew where to have guys lined up, and I think that's so important.
Yeah.
And we don't have that right now.
Yeah, he was a smart player, and, you know, he didn't make a lot of boneheaded mistakes like what we're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's why Robert McClain is still on the roster instead of Ben Wickery. I was just about to go over to old there's got to be more to the Ben Wickery thing. Got to be. I just, you know,
I
haven't
agree.
Really had a time.
Agree.
I've been really busy this whole damn evacuation shit. I had to evacuate. I'm only 4 miles from Folly Beach. So,
did you guys get hit pretty hard?
You know, in the end, I just actually today was talking to some people that stayed. And even a friend of mine that lives out on Folly Beach who stayed. And, you know, it really wasn't that bad. We, you know, I think we could have stuck it out. But, and we were going to. But then Friday, Nikki Haley came on and just freaked my wife out. And I was like, I'm going to have to give her Xanax the whole damn weekend or we ain't going to live. So, you know, I'm like, no, I'm not going to be responsible if something bad happens after she's going, we need to go. We got somewhere to go, so let's just go. I'm like, all right, let's go. An hour later, we were out the damn door. So, you know, came back Sunday. It's actually a pretty easy drive both times. So what was cool is when I left on Friday, everyone else had already cleared out by the damn highway. It was clear.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
So, you know,
well,
I give Nikki Haley props for that.
Well, I drive a truck like Josh. I drive a big one, and I live here in the Raleigh area, man. And it was pretty windy on it was Saturday, I guess. And it's pretty rough, man. And if you're not fully loaded in the truck, man, I mean, too much you get tipped over. But I'm just glad for the most part everybody was safe. I know we have a lot of people on the blog that live towards that area or have family there, so.
Yeah, I know North Carolina, you guys, it's the flooding that always does you guys in, man.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I can't blame you. You don't really know where to, I mean, if it's going to hit you or not. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, which direction do you damn evacuate in? Because you could get flooded about any damn where you go. So I can't blame some of these people for just sitting out, and then they're sitting on top of their trailer waiting for the helicopter to come pick their ass up. So
why gotta be a trailer, Jackson?
Because that's what's on television.
he's talking shit about the North Carolina people up here.
No. Y'all just getting one of the old man climb up his front door right there on the top of the roof of the trailer. Man. He's in his damn house. Felt that fucker start to float. Get me out of
that's
here.
Really mobile.
As a delivery guy for UPS, I know exactly what you're talking about. I see that shit every day.
He was. And the dude was there by himself. I think his old lady in the fame was like, screw you, we're the fuck out of here, man. He, oh, no, I'm spared, it ain't nothing doing bad. You know, all his buddies will watch his ass get airlifted out of there, saying, yo, the state's $600 for that fucking joyride, you know. Oh, all right, I need something fun to talk about there, so. I know some people got killed up there, and I'm glad you guys are doing all right. It sucks, man. But it wasn't too bad here. It had already dropped down to like a cat one or, you know, two ish. And I had
how
some down limbs. And power went out for a little while, but that was it.
How far are you from Charleston?
Well, I'm in Charleston. I'm on James Island.
Okay. All right.
It's a suburb, kind of near Folly Beach, but it's a Charleston address. But about 4 miles from Folly. So, you know, I was looking at the path of that thing, and Nikki Haley was saying, you can't, you know, look at any hurricanes you've been through in the past, and I've been through a few, you know, more tropical storms, Cat 1s and 2s. You know, you can't judge that. This is a different one. It's more powerful. It's blah, 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 blah. And, you know, I'm looking at the path, and I'm like, damn, it don't take much for that thing to come right over James Island. And it almost did. It did veer a little further north than they thought. So,
Was it hell trying to get out, evacuate?
No, like I said, we, you know, she and Nikki Haley announced it on Wednesday, you know, and then you hear this guy in Florida saying, this storm can kill you, you know, and all I had to say is mandatory evacuation, and people were getting the fuck out.
It's time to go.
Yeah, and I mean, come Thursday, I-26 was a fucking ghost town, man. When I left out of here on Friday at noon, I felt like I was in an episode of Walking Dead, you know, because there wasn't nobody around. And, you know, and I really wanted to drive down I-26 on the wrong fucking side. You know, they reversed the other lanes. And that was my evacuation route was down the wrong side of I-26 for the zone I was in. I was like, yeah, that sounds cool. I want to do that. You know, I wonder how all that works, you know, but I missed it. They'd already reversed it back by the time Friday rolled around.
Yeah, isn't that crazy how they do that? They
yeah.
do it on both sides of the highway. Yeah, and that's a major highway.
Yeah, yep, all heading, and they wouldn't let your ass off the highway until you got to Columbia.
That's right.
They had these little comfort stations set up, as they called them, so porta-johns and water bottles. So
I don't know. I would have been peeing in the water bottles. We got the goat.
So where do you
have to get it?
Yeah, but it worked. I mean, you know, I gave her props. Everybody got the hell out. I was surprised. I thought a lot of people would be waiting. And it was like Nikki Haley knew there was a lot of us that were waiting because it was like she was speaking right to me. I don't know how she said it. It was funny. She goes, I think, you know, the rest of y'all that are just hanging around waiting to see how this thing goes, I think you just need to realize it's time to leave. And I saw the look on my wife's face, and I was like, oh, shit, we're getting the hell out of here. I can see this now. Let's go pack our shit. Yep. So,
what do you think?
Things ain't working. Now, I have some friends up in the Columbia area that already invited us up. So, it was like we went and stayed the weekend with some friends.
Right.
But, anyway, yeah, we don't have any more callers out here tonight, dude. I guess taking a week off, I really thought I'd have some people calling in to bitch about the loss. I guess that's what happens when I don't advertise earlier. Skip a week. I just wasn't in the mood last week.
I don't blame you. I figured that's what it was.
Yeah, you know, we were trying to decide because it was right when Nikki had called the evacuation and my wife and I were talking about what to do. And honestly, I didn't really want to talk about that damn game. I mean, that shit was embarrassing. You know, we haven't talked about the Falcon game on the radio show. But, you know, you had a quarterback puts up 500 and a receiver 300 and never been done in the NFL before. That's embarrassing.
But that is a daily fantasy football gem right there. If you could have connected with that, you'd have been good.
Yeah.
Playing on FanDuel or something.
Oh, FanDuel? Yeah, if you'd have played Matt Ryan and Julio Jones, you'd have won some damn money.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You'd have won some damn money. Those two probably would have gave you almost 100 points just themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You've been damn close to it. I don't know how, depending on how FanDuel scores, I don't quite remember, but.
I play on DraftKings mostly, but.
Yeah. At least 80, at least 90 points, I'd say. Yeah, and if you can put up 200 in a given week, you're going to make some money.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah. You know, you got guys
who
win $100,000. They put up about 230, 230 points. Boom.
Yeah.
So that's what. That's, you know, everybody averaging at least 20 and somebody in there getting 30 points or so.
Yep.
But.
Do you normally play every week on FanDuel?
I didn't play last week, but I usually do either one or two lineups a week. I'm a little $5 thing, trying to hit for, I don't know, 60K, 80K, 100K, around in there.
That's a good investment. At least it's worth a shot.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you know, I think the first week I won my $10 back and didn't win anything the second time. I've only played it 2 weeks so far. Kind of a little slow start with it. Trying to get a feel for how it's going. It's such a damn crapshoot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Honestly, I got my start. Go ahead, Jesse. Go ahead.
I got
my start like 3 years ago, and I've only played on DraftKings. It was the first one I signed up and just been kind of loyal to it. I got my start. I put in $25, and I played nothing but Panthers players the fourth preseason game against the Steelers, and I ended up winning, or I ended up making about $250 off that $25, and I've been playing on it ever since.
Damn.
I played
All
the
right.
fourth preseason game because I knew that Burson was going to be playing and Joe Webb would be playing, and I started nothing but Panthers, and I played five $5 tournaments. That's what it was. For the $25 that I put in, and I ended up winning like $250, no joke. And I've been using that same money from 3 years ago.
Yep.
Only because I knew he was going to be playing for the Panthers. That was it. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you can. I mean, that's not a bad strategy to look at, go by the games, say, where's all the points going to get scored?
Yep.
So. Yeah. You know. Yeah. Hold on 1 second.
Josh, do you play daily fantasy football?
No, I haven't. I'm big into our, you know, weekly fantasy. I haven't got into that because I figured I might get a little bit to it. So.
Yeah.
I stayed off drinking and stuff like that. So.
Yeah.
So I have 6 fantasy leagues, if we want to talk a little fantasy here, and haven't done a lot of FanDuel, but so I did all 3 of my CSR leagues 2 weeks before the season started, right there between the 3rd and 4th preseason game. And then my other 3 I did after the 4th preseason game. And the second 3 is 2 of those are pay leagues.
Yeah.
And I figured out something between it. I totally screwed up the 3 CSR league drafts. All 3 of those teams suck. But because of me screwing it up, I actually did pretty well in the 2 pay leagues. I'm like 5-0 in one and 3-0 in the other. And I just figured out what I was doing wrong in the draft. And, I mean, one of them, the one I'm 5-0, I'm stacked, man. I got, like, the number 1 player at 3 positions, number 2 at 2 positions. It's like, damn. Yeah. I need to go back and look at that draft. You know, I got, like, you know, just got lucky on some players. DeMarco Murray, and Matt Ryan, who I think I got as my last pick. I'm like, all right, let me see who my backup quarterback's going to be. You know, I'm like, oh, well, Matt Ryan, he might have a good, decent season as a backup. He's number 1. The Vikings
defense.
He is
number 1, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I picked up Brady.
Yeah. So, it's going, those 2 are going pretty good. So, I think I learned
six,
something this
six
time.
Six is so heavy. I mean, that's a lot of leagues to keep up with, ain't it?
Yeah, it is. So, I every week I'll spend about 10 minutes on each team on the lineup, you know, go out and see how I can improve the roster. And now the bye weeks are kicking in. It makes it a little bit challenging. I tell you, the one I suck the most in is the IDP league. I can't do IDP, I've decided. I think I won two games last year. I don't get it. There must be something I'm doing wrong.
That's,
I mean, I think I'm playing
never
good
done.
Defensive players. I don't really, you know, they don't give me enough bench spots to, like, stack defensive players. You basically got, you're playing six guys, seven defenders, and you get one bench spot. You know, unless you want to burn spots for other players, you know, on offense. But I'm like, screw that.
So when you make your lineup in an IDP league, is it nothing but defensive players, or do you get to mix it?
No, it's like a normal lineup, you know, quarterback, mm-hmm. running, you know, wide receiver. You have a flex in there, tight end, defense. Mm-hmm. Then it's any defender. You get one kind of wild card slot for any defender, and that's, you're usually going to put a linebacker in there. The linebackers get the most points typically because of tackles. Then your defensive ends with the sacks, and then probably safeties in. Linebackers, safeties, and defensive ends is kind of what I've learned, depending on the team. But, so you get one wild card, and then you have to play two defensive backs, so that's cornerback or safety, two defensive linemen, and that's defensive tackle or defensive end, and then two linebackers. So
holy cow.
You've got three linebackers or a safety and two corners, or three safeties. These are the safeties, get more tackles. It's really where they pick up the points, unless you get one of the big sack leaders. But, you know, even somebody you get, you know, 14 sacks on the season, well, that's still only one a game. You know, it's 2 points. You know, you'd rather get a guy like Keekly that's put up 10 tackles and, you know, knocking down passes and, you know, maybe forcing a fumble, getting interception.
I bet Coleman would have been good last year with, you know, 7 in the regular season and then 2 in the playoffs. He probably would have been good.
Yeah.
The interceptions. So.
We got another caller here, 828. I think this is if it connects, I think this is my Vancouver boy. I can't get it to connect, though. It's just spinning. So hold on. Is that Chris? I think it's Chris or another Josh up there in Vancouver.
Calling her Mayday?
It could be Mayday. 828-584.
This is
can you hear me now?
Oh, that's Mr. John. Yes, John,
okay. Yeah, for me it doesn't show you connected, but I guess you are.
Yes, I am.
All
right. Wasn't good. I didn't see it. I was just listening to see what everybody else had to say on it.
You didn't watch the game?
No.
You cracked me up.
I haven't watched the game live in 2 years.
Oh, you just watch the replay?
I don't need the aggravation.
I don't need the aggravation.
I don't need the aggravation. I suspected what was going to happen last night. They seemed to be in a funk, so that's all I'm just listening. See what everybody
else
said. Well,
you know, if you should decide to watch it, just skip the first half, all right, because there's just nothing to see there. Second half was ugly and painful, but we at least looked inspired and acted like we tried to win it when we weren't shooting ourselves in the foot. So it was very frustrating. But, you know, I just knew with about, I don't know, you know, after D.A. threw the fucking interception in the end zone, I was like, this game is over. There ain't no damn way we're going to come back. And even though it looked like we had a shot, got the ball back, and it just looked like a bunch of inept dumbasses from there again.
How many games win giving four turnovers and getting up?
Yeah. I mean, on his fumble, I give him props. Oh, yeah. He scrambled. He saw it. He had the first down. And, you know, he just didn't cover up the ball. You know, he didn't put two hands on the ball. It was just dumb. You know, so you're not somebody that carries the ball all the time. So, I guess I understand that.
Yeah, but he was trying to be Cam, too, and he ain't Cam.
Yeah. Well, damn, Cam can't even be Cam, you know? I mean, he got knocked out because of his stupid play on the, you know, we didn't talk about the Falcons game, but, you know, it's like, what the hell were you thinking? You know, you're just going to trot into the end zone right there and let a guy lay a lick on you? I mean, I guess he didn't see it coming, apparently, and how he didn't, I don't know. That's on him, too, but it's like, get your ass, dive down, get your ass in the end zone.
Didn't he do that once last year?
I want to say he's done that before.
That
then. He'll come around the end, and you know he can see he's gonna make it, and he'll just slow up and let somebody take a shot on him. He's been part of the problem, really. Even though he obviously didn't have anything to do with his Bucks loss, but you know he didn't play well Denver or Minnesota. Though he played well enough to win against Denver. Minnesota's another thing, but I want to get back to this article here about what we learned. And, you know, Rivera's saying, this is a different group. Nothing like last year in terms of personnel and people and attitude and the way we do things. I don't get where that statement's coming from. You know, like I said, we brought back practically the same roster, you know, minus those a couple people on defense, you know, the big loss, Josh Norman. But it is a different group. But why is that when it's the same, you know, 90% of the same people? So that statement perplexes me. You know, new look secondary shows some promise. Yeah, I guess so. But, you know, then again, the Bucks aren't exactly the most explosive offense in the league. You know, we got the Saints next. So let's let the jury sit out for another week and see how they look against Drew Brees. Hopefully Bradbury will be back. And, God, you know, now I just want to bite my tongue saying, shit, we're going to be so much better when we get back that rookie corner. He's actually played pretty well, but I guess that's the sad state we're in. Rivera finds fault with execution, not play calls. That last play, if we block it up the way that we're supposed to, if we don't miss a block on the edge and we cut the guy off on the backside, he's going to pick up the first down. Okay. Well, can't you say that about every play that gets dropped for a minus one, you know, minus yard, that somebody missed a fucking block? I get that. We got to do our jobs and everything, but, we got the game on the line. 3 minutes left. It's a tie game. You want to drive the clock. I mean, I get that you wanted to run the clock, but 3rd and 3 is a passing down in this fucking league now. It's a passing down. 3rd and 3. Of course, that short passes hadn't really worked worth a damn either. I guess Mike Remmers had a better game, but I'd still rather put him back on the right side and put Orr back in there. Hey, Cameron Artis Payne played pretty well. Man, that dive for the touchdown on 4th down, that shit was close. That was close. I mean, he got like half the ball over the line. Or on the line, however what it is. So, I'm glad it worked. And it was a ballsy move, and I give Rivera props for going for it on fourth down and, you know, playing a little riverboat Ron there. But I think he just got full of himself with those damn timeouts. You know, John, I don't know if you were listening then, John, but, you know, us calling two timeouts and preserving the clock for the Bucks to make their winning drive, it just was another part of this whole thing that will drive you mad.
Well, I have read someone is talking about the said he ran the three running plays there with, what, 2 minutes or so to go. I mean, you've got to go for it then. I don't understand.
Well,
and listen to me, if you think about it, even last year, the Panthers have
not run. It was a tie game, though. I mean, you know, you're in your own, deep in your own territory. It's kind of hard to go for it on fourth down there when you're tied. I didn't really mind him punting, but you're punting with 2 minutes on the clock. You're putting them deeper in their own territory, and you really think that you're going to stop them so quickly that you're going to get the ball back, and this mistake-prone offense is going to somehow get you back. It's worked for him in the past, but you could just tell this was not the time or place. He should have gone for overtime.
Yeah.
Just didn't get a good feeling about
doing
that. So, let's see. Oh, shit.
Hey,
Darius Glanton plays for the Bucks. I didn't realize that. What did ever. Did Bill Voss ever weigh in on what happened with Ben Wickery? He's usually got some insight on this kind of shit. I'm still just perplexed on the whole Ben Wickery thing.
The Charlotte Observer had an article on it.
Who? The Observer?
The Charlotte Observer, yeah.
Yeah, I don't get their paywall, and honestly, I haven't really found it to be worth it, what they have to say. But what? So, clue me in, what'd they say?
Well, did you watch Rivera's conference after they let, you know,
no,
they let him go.
Well, yeah, he didn't really. Yeah, Rivera's not going to tell you,
right?
That
right, but he got a little frustrated because I think it was more. I mean, the way his tone was and the way that article was, it was. I think it was just his conditioning, like you said earlier. But you know, I don't think you just let somebody go because they're out of football shape. I mean, you know, put him on, you know, let him ride the bench for a while until he gets in football shape. But I'm like you. I think there was something else more involved in it than just that.
Maybe it was conditioning. He didn't seem to be. He made a nice play on Julio Jones before the coffin nail there at the end. He was running with a stride for stride and knocked one down. So, you know, was it mental mistakes? He kept making mental mistakes? Well, shit, you could fire the whole damn secondary if that's what it's about.
Right.
And I don't know. It just seems to me like it was an attitude problem or something. Maybe they had been working on him as conditioning and they weren't, you know, they were putting demands on him to do things to get better and he wasn't doing it maybe.
I think Benet even talked about he wasn't even in good shape himself. Like, he admitted that he was in good shape.
Do you guys
admitted
listen to WFNZ?
From what I heard, I think that was part of the article. He admitted that he wasn't in good shape.
Well, the reason I was asking that is because I heard on the Mac Attack yesterday that they were actually talking to Bill Voss, and he was saying that if you actually listen to Rivera's press conference, he said something about, man, there's some other things. The other things is what I'm curious about, which is what you're curious about, Jackson, and I think most people are curious about. Benet already admitted that he wasn't in the best shape, and Voss brought up the idea of, like, look, when he broke his leg, it was a significant break. And yeah. it was going to take a long time to recover. And Ron Rivera emphasized that last year, that this is a bad break. So obviously he's not going to be in condition for that. But the one thing that both really pointed out was that Ron Rivera said, and there's some other things, I want to know what that things are. That's what I want to know.
Yeah, right. So,
and
why not? I mean, do you think, did they even try to trade him? I mean, shit, I'm just now, the Dolphins signed him.
Yeah, and they signed him quick.
So, yeah, I mean, several teams put in waivers for him. So, mm-hmm. yeah, he got torched by Julio Jones, but who the hell hasn't, you know? He put up 178 on Josh Norman last year. So, you know, it just seems like, well, why not try to get a draft pick for him first, you know? Again, maybe teams like, nah, you know, I know you're going to cut him. If you're asking, you're probably just going to cut him, so I'll wait. But, you know, the Dolphins, you know, maybe we should have, yeah, we could have traded them Billy Turner. You know, again, you know, obviously the Dolphins are cutting. He's probably not that good. But, you know, the Dolphins got a pretty good offensive line.
Yeah.
They wait, Billy Turner, he's not that old. You know, he had the same thing happen as Benet. He had a really bad game. He gave up 3 sacks, a couple of hits. I'm not sure what game. Oh, to the Titans. You know, so they cut him. So, shit, why aren't we bringing in Billy Turner to take a look at him? Like, we don't need help on the offensive line? Fucking kidding me?
I remember a lot of us liked that guy coming out of college, too.
Yeah. Yeah. He's only, this, what, his second or third season, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, third season. I remember him. Let's see.
Hey,
North Dakota State's one of those small school guys, but 6'5", 310, mm-hmm. kind of a big guy. They got him at guard, listed at guard, but 6'5", 310.
I think Canadian Panther did the article on him.
Yeah.
I see how that how Williams grayed out yesterday.
I have not been able to find the the team actual the grades for every team.
Okay. I think you did pretty good.
No, you know what? I'm glad you did bring that up. If there's another guy who probably, you know, deserves a well played clapping, is Carol Williams.
You're killing me, Jackson. You're killing me.
Oh, great.
Yeah, he played well. He was mauling some people there on the right side. So, I don't know, you know, when the war comes back, Remmers might just go to the damn bench.
I think he needs another round of applause.
Oh, yeah. And here's your Mike Remmers.
I really appreciate that. I'm under the weather. You are not helping me at all.
A double flush. He had some remnants there. Remmers left some remnants. Had the double flush in.
Oh, shit.
That's right.
Yeah.
You
I'm
were talking
to
about
a
Cam
few.
A little bit.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, you were talking about Cam a little bit earlier. You know, I don't even remember if you guys were able to talk or do the blog or the radio show after the Minnesota game, but I don't know if you noticed, he was 7 for 7 for 116 yards, and then I think it was Linval Joseph fell on his ankle, and from that point forward,
yeah.
he hasn't looked right. If I missed it, then you know, so be it. I just didn't know if you guys brought it up or not, but I thought Cam has played pretty good. He still played against Denver, who I still think is a great defense.
you know, DeMarcus Ware didn't go up against, you know, Atlanta this past week. He's been out for the last few weeks. But he went 7-for-7 against Minnesota for 116 yards. And then when Joseph fell on his ankle, he hadn't been right ever since.
Yeah. You know, there might be some truth to that. I mean, he took some shots to the head, obviously. He took some shots in that game, and that ankle, you know, probably bothered him. And so, you know, I'm sure this week off is going to help him in several ways, not just with the getting over the concussion, but, you know, getting his ankle better.
Yeah.
And you know, if there's, you know, I guess we got it's not as good as time in to switch over to the Saints. We've got only 15 minutes left, but for the first, you know, I have in my weekly game pick 'em, I pick the Panthers every fucking week. And now I'm, like, so pissed off. I'm like, nah, I'm going to take the Saints, you know. And this would be the damn week that they actually put it all together and blow the Saints out 45-10. You know, that's just the way they like to screw me over. I mean, I could see Cam coming in, even though he hasn't necessarily played very well in New Orleans in the past. He struggled, but we've won there, and we put up some big points. So, I could see him after watching this last game and going, damn, man, you know, now for me, it's time for me to be Super Cam again, let him refocus. They lost their focus, they lost their discipline, I'm not exactly, they lost their fucking mojo just like Austin Powers or something, I don't know, you know, fat bastard stole his mojo, so I have some hope that they're going to actually play a lot better, especially if we get Jay Stu back and Michael Orr, which it sounds like we will.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure about Bradberry. He might still be a scratch because turf toe doesn't sound like much, but it actually is very painful and can take a little while to get that shit over with.
Mm-hmm. You kicked enough walls, you'll know it. I'm telling you.
Yeah. So, I don't know. What are you guys feeling for the Saints? I think I'm still going to pick another win, and I think it's going to be a high-scoring affair, as we would assume. And, you know, something like 35-31 Panthers. So
I could get behind that. Yeah.
Is Cam going to play for sure? Do you know?
Huh?
Is Cam cleared for sure?
I don't think he's officially cleared, but they said he looked good in practice. Well, did he practice, or are they just saying he looked good?
Yeah, he had like pads on or something like that. I read today. But Orr is cleared.
Yeah, or he should be. He missed two games.
Two games.
So
yeah.
That's 3 weeks. I think that's about what the damn going rate is. So for Cam to come back. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if Cam was a late scratch this week. Again,
yeah,
that's a scary thought.
Yeah.
And that changes my prediction tremendously.
Yeah.
Cam doesn't play, we'll probably lose 31-17.
Ugh.
So, yep.
If Stewart plays, I feel a lot more confident.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what it is. Cameron Artis Payne and Fozzie seem to play well, add something to the offense, but I guess it's just they're just not the total package that Stewart is.
Stewart is, you know, the word that I used earlier, he's an anomaly. He can do what Mike Tolbert can't, and that's block.
Yeah.
Tolbert is not very good at that, and we haven't even said anything about that guy tonight.
I was going to – I'm glad you brought him up. I was going to talk about him, too, what y'all thought about him.
Tolbert?
Yeah. He's been horrific.
Dude, I agree with that.
I mean, he's not really touching the ball very much, but I guess that maybe that's it.
Yeah, when he touches the ball –
here we go. I got the grades. I found the grades. So let's go back to this real quick. Well, unless anyone else have a prediction for the Saints?
24-31.
We lose?
Catastrophe. Write that down. No, we win.
We win. All right.
Yep. And Philly
John,
Brown,
you got a thought?
One touchdown.
I'll go with the 34-31, and I'm just being very, very hopeful.
Yeah. I get you. Now, Josh, did you already say something?
I'm not holding my breath.
Oh, it depends on if Cam plays. Cam plays, I'm going to say 35-28. If Cam doesn't play, I don't know. It might be ugly. It might be real ugly.
Yeah. Oh, let's see. Panthers quarterback grade, 45.6. Turnovers cost Anderson and close loss. Yeah, no shit. Top offensive grades. Greg Olsen, 95.8. Of course. You knew his was going to be up there. Khalil, 86.5. Norwell, who was doing a good job of pulling, 81.5. Trey Turner, 81.2. And you just asked about Darrell Williams, 80.4. So, shit, you know. You got four linemen out of the five. Gee, who are we missing out of that list? Oh,
Remmers.
Yes.
Remmers.
Remnants in the toilet bowl, Remmers, yeah.
I need to drop, Jack, and go for it.
All right, man. Y'all be good. Yeah, so.
No, I was saying I need your toilet drop. That's what I needed.
Oh, okay. I thought you were leaving. I'm like, all right, man.
No way.
Oh, okay. You needed this. Okay. There we go. I'll have to get better timing on that next time.
Yeah.
So. The only thing it's missing is a little plop beforehand. The deposit.
great at it.
And yeah, so you know, the offensive line gave him plenty of time. Let's see, defensive grades. Of course, Kuechly was up there, 86. Four, and then Trey Boston, they gave an 81. That surprised me. Ely, an 80.5. Addison, 80.2. And then safety Michael Griffin, 79. So after the first half, I was like, Michael Griffin looks like the best player in our damn secondary right now.
Well, you were saying earlier that he was a good tackler, and he should be. He got plenty of practice in Tennessee. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I want to say that part of the reason he flushed out of there is he was struggling with tackling or
he got hurt too,
angles,
right?
And whatnot. But, you know, sometimes these guys that, you know, they've been in the league for a while, once they get, you know, out of the league for a couple months, they really, it kind of turns them around a little bit, I think, that they realize their opportunities have narrowed. And they got to get back on their game. So, let's see. What are they saying here about the defense? And the team's edge defenders dominated the Bucks' tackles, making So, yeah, they, even though Charles Johnson didn't get a big grade, they're saying that our edge defenders took advantage of Donovan Smith, and they got that Gosder, Chehalis, he's a retread. They got their lowest grades of the season, apparently. But the Panthers missed too many tackles. Now, that's something I didn't really think was a key thing. But, you know, I admit I missed the very first drive of the game. So
that's why we lost. I'm just saying that right now. I'm just kidding.
Missed tackles?
No, I was saying we lost because you missed the first drive. You jinxed me.
Oh, shit. I'll take that one. No, I won't. So didn't they drive? I mean, the first drive they chewed up like 10 or 12 minutes off the damn clock, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah, it was a long drive.
Like shit, man. Let's see. I got I got another caller out here. 336-995-955. You're on for the last 5 minutes. Who's this?
This is Mayday.
Hey, what's up, Mayday? All right, man. Just give me your best rant. You got 4 minutes. Go.
Disappointed, man. I don't know what happened. Our defense fell apart. Anderson looked like absolute shit. That interception in the end zone was the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Any Panther do. That was just heartbreaking. I think it's time that we put in Kiaris Garrett. I think it's time we put in Demir Burr. I think it's time we start Hawkins. You remember a couple of years ago, we were losing, and we started some new players, and everything turned around.
Well, I think that's what Rivera is trying to do right now with the secondary, and he's ditching Ben Wickery.
He's
got to
work on the
conditioning, right attitude, and
he's
sent a message
to
everyone else.
Line. The offensive line.
Well, I mean, they didn't play that bad this game.
We need to start Hawkins. We need to start. Trust me.
Well, I'd rather get Orr back and keep Darrell Williams at right tackle and sit Mike Remmers' ass down.
Hawkins needs to get in the game.
I don't know how he graded out on this one. He didn't get a whole lot of snaps, so he did get in the game. I think Remmers know.
That's the problem. He's not getting snaps. He's not getting experience. Hawkins, I believe, can handle it.
He got in for one play. I knew he got in there one play.
I think Hawkins is so much better than Darrell Williams. I think if you really gave him a chance and showed him you trusted him.
I think Williams might be finally putting it together. I'm hoping.
I looked at his tape against Oklahoma 2 years ago. Man, he was a beast. I mean, he was a beast.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you heard me earlier. I was reading off the PFF grades, and Williams graded out as an 80. He was the top number five in grades on the offense. So,
Maybe Williams and Hawkins.
I think we're going to get Orr back, so I think if we put Orr at left tackle and keep Darrell Williams at right tackle,
these guys are ready to turn around
and give Cam time to throw the damn ball.
Orr is getting killed this year.
Who?
Orr.
He hadn't played the last two games, though.
Yeah, but when he does play, he's getting beat. He's getting beat bad.
He definitely didn't play well against Minnesota, but offensive line struggled in that game.
And I want to see Demir Byrd in that lineup.
Yeah, he's still not getting a jersey yet. I don't think he's gotten one yet, has he? They did not.
He could be a spark.
Yeah, Demir
Byrd.
I think
he's going to be a superstar. I think he is exactly what we've needed, that quick, fast slot receiver, Edelman type.
Well,
when Cam gets back, if they can develop some chemistry, watch out for Demir Byrd.
Yeah. Well, Mayday, we got 30 seconds. So you got a Saints prediction? Say if Cam plays?
No, I'm tired of predicting. I'm tired of predicting. I'm going to tell you what, I'm afraid they're going to lose that game. It's in New Orleans.
Hey, does this accurately reflect our season at this point? Is that our season? Circling the toilet? Oh, and that's the recording. So recording's over.
Great.
That's hilarious.
12-4.
12-4. Well, you know,
we
got
that chance. I tell you what, don't count them out. Nobody's counting them out. I mean, they're saying, you know, they went to the Super Bowl last year. They're the same team. There's something wrong. They're not getting any breaks. They changed the lineup, put Jameer Bird in, put Hawkins in, and watch what happens.
Yeah.
Well, I did just read about Ted Ginn being last in punt return yardage. I can't remember where I read it, but I read it tonight, where he was last in punt return yardage, and that's something that he's supposed to be pretty good at.
He is good at it. He was good at it everywhere else until he came here.
Well, Bird looks great in the preseason, didn't he?
Yeah. And I don't know. Well, guys, I got to wrap it up, man. I had a rough week. And
a few changes.
Is it 1 o'clock? Are we 1 o'clock or 4 o'clock? Do y'all remember? Y'all know?
The Saints game is a 1.
Is it 1? I don't know if it would be the 4 o'clock game or not. All right.
Jackson, you acted
all
right, like
guys.
You have a hurricane. You acted like you had a hurricane come through there this week. My goodness.
Hey, Jackson. Jackson. Cheer up. Cheer up. They're going to make some changes to the lineup. I look for Hawkins. I look for Demir Bird. And I look for such a turnaround that we can't believe it. You know, it'll be like it was, you know, we were winning at the end of the season when we were losing at the first of the season. I think Revere is fixing to light a candle in somebody's butt. And a few changes in the lineup, and you watch what happens.
I hope you're right, Mayday. I hope you're right. So, well, let's do it again next Tuesday, and we'll see how all that works out.
All right,
guys. Y'all be good.
Later.
We'll see you.